when the state's will to dominate us is total. It's time for us to bring Paul back and get that his work has been horribly distorted. Quote from Paul, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self, for I know nothing by myself. Yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written. That no one of you be puffed, angered, riled, puffed up for one against another, for who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst not received it? Now ye are full, now ye are rich, ye have reigned as kings without us, and I would to God ye did reign, that we might also reign with you. For I think that God hath set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this present hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place, and labor working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of this world, and are the offscouring of all things unto this day. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son, and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church." And that's unquote from Corinthians chapter 4. I so appreciate Paul for putting on the table this effect, which I've never heard discussed on the left, of revilement in the eyes of our fellows for confronting the state. In some ways, conditions are worse for us, we today who separate to the truth, though in most ways, just the same. When Paul says, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer it, I know he's coming to terms with the devastating effects of isolation. But the we in his advice to us has been drastically undermined by Power's EMF torture tactics. And even its agent surrounding has become, in being made technologically sophisticated, more omnipresent, and so more oppressive. It's a nasty combo. The isolation imposed by torture, the EMF torture even more so, tied with Power's agent surrounding. To suffer which, we need Prince. Who prepares us for being persecuted by the state for being what we are? Because being what we are is necessarily considered an affront by the state. But the Apostle Paul and Prince. The challenge for us is to bring forward the love despite being persecuted. This is what Prince means when he says in My Name is Prince, quote, "Like any other man making a stand, I'll be damned if I let you play this hand. I'm the blackjack dealer and the cards are stacked. What do you expect to win when you're used to playing craps? It's getting tricky. That means a sticky situation to resurrect a groove with feeling and give it this much affection. Passion flows. Who knows what lurks in the gallows of my mind?" Unquote. Paul, Proudhon, Prince all concerned themselves with this problem. And granted, first on the big screen to identify it is Jesus, that this is the key discussion, the place to begin in recovering what has been lost, in having our souls split by being mistaught and truncated. Understanding that Jesus and Paul have taken their own lives in hand, represent for their brothers and sisters in challenging the state, changes everything in how we see and read their teachings, and in our understanding of quote-unquote Christianity, i.e. the state. It means that despite the span of millennia, their words necessarily speak directly to us. We are facing the same dilemma. And though we must redefine some language and recontextualize their illustrations, we must apply their hard-won lessons to our present situation. Quote, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" Unquote. But how are we to be otherwise? I ask Paul. When Paul says that he would speak to them as an incarnation of spirit if they could bear it, he's addressing our how do we overcome our fear of not surviving materially if we listen to our bodies and challenge the state question. Or how does the totalitarian false authority of what is not overwhelm in us our allegiance to what is not? And what he's telling us is that he's already gone through a difficult process, which I think we ourselves need in order to be weaned.
So let's go!
There once was an angel who most certainly watched over me. But if it got me through the day, is it crazy? I'll be crazy.
Until the demons fall as far as anyone can fall. When they reap what they done sowed, I'll be standing tall. We spend our whole lives trying to dog the other man, when what we need to do is try to give him all we can.
But you only know what you know, and you only see what your heart is showing.
You only love when your soul is gone. We all come from the same December, and in the end, that's where we'll go. So let's go.